John Patacula is assistant chair of the music department at Virginia Commonwealth University and a longtime lover of flamenco, a style of guitar and dance that originated in southern Spain.
I'm 61, and when I was in high school, I had my Carlos Montoya albums, and for a struggling novice on the guitar to hear all the different techniques. I remember when I heard the Segovia album, I thought, he must be dubbing over. There's no way somebody can just do that.
Flamenco is a unique mix of musical influence.
You have the Arab influence, the gypsy, the Spanish influence with specific techniques like the rasqueado, the strumming.
In most any other kind of guitar, you're just plucking and your fingers are going inwards towards the palm of your hand. But in flamenco, you extend them outwards and the back of your nail is what makes the sound. So.
Leah Kraszewski plays with the flamenco quartet Sueños Gitanos, Dreams of the Gypsies. She joined Patacula to organize the third annual Flamenco Fest, with performances at the Stapleton Center in Richmond on March 23rd through 25th, and a free master class for guitarists on the 24th at 2. For those who can't wait that long for a taste of Spanish culture, the Charlottesville chapter of the Dressage Association hosts a benefit featuring Jesus Morales Sanchez, an expert on the style of riding known as Domo Vaquero. Andalusian horses adorned with bells, neatly clipped manes and braided tails, prance forward and backward, stop short, and spin in tight circles. Morales Sanchez told translator Kathy Waldo that these techniques prepared horses for battles, bullfights, and riding the range.
They have to turn in a very tiny space so that the bull doesn't catch them. They teach them fast halt because they have to be able to do that if there's a bull around.
Deborah O'Beer watched a warm-up at S&S Stables in Afton.
They're way more flexible. They are able to make quicker turns, faster stops, and also they're fearless. They enjoy interacting with the bulls.
Morales Sanchez is here at the invitation of stable owner Karen Lewis, who first brought him to Virginia to perform on horseback, accompanied by flamenco music and dancers, at a benefit for Christopher Reeves, a lover of dressage, an equestrian sport sometimes called horse ballet. Lewis was amazed at how a master of Domo Vaquero could maneuver his horse without using his hands. The reins tied to his waist, he guided the animal by shifting his weight in the saddle and exerting subtle pressure with legs and feet.
And when the dressage people at the Christopher Reeve show saw him riding with no hands and with the flamenco dancers and the classical guitarist, I have to tell you, it was an ethereal experience because I always felt there was a big connection there. It's good to bring the world together because we all love horses.
Which could explain why a video crew came to Albemarle this week to tape a segment on Domo Vaquero for the Today Show. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.